everybody. Welcome to the Bookshelf and Beyond. My name is Harjis, and in this show, I'll be discussing books to everything else. So today, I'm going to talk about the Fireborn series. There's three books, and the main character is 12. But in the next book, she becomes Phoenix, and in the last book she becomes Starling. So but first, I couldn't upload my episode and record it yesterday because I had a soccer match, and during the soccer match, it was the very beginning, and I was really excited as a defender, and I tripped with this girl, and I don't really know what happened. I just remember this girl and me tripped while trying to, like, get the ball. And I sprained my ankle really badly. And so she got up right away, like, ran after the ball. And so everybody thought I was fine. So I was just, like, crying and trying to crawl to the bench. And then the referee's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "What are you?" Anyway, the coach came and brought me to the bench, and then he continued watching the game. And then my mom came, and my sister, and the people who own the, like, building with the soccer fields, volleyball, and basketball courts and everything, gave me a wheelchair so I could get into my car. And it was really embarrassing because everybody saw me crying, and everybody was just staring. So, yeah. So, the three books. So, the first book, in case if you don't know, it's about 12. She hunts for, like, she went to a hunting lodge after her town got killed. She blames herself because she could have saved her sister because her parents insisted on taking her for her hunting trip, but she said no. And she could have saved her sister, but she could have saved her sister. So she keeps blaming herself, and yeah. So in the so she goes to the hunting lodge where you have to. The hunting lodge helps all the clans. She came from the Grassland clan to fight off monsters and beasts. So she takes all her anger for her axes. And yeah, and but in the end, so she has, like, all these memories and everything of, and, like, dreams and flashbacks of her sister and her parents, and it's really sad. But at the end, she finally realizes they're inside of her, and it wasn't her fault. So there's 7 who gets kidnapped, who always tries to be a friend. 5 who makes fun of her, but at the end is a friend. 6 his best friend, who's really kind. And Dog, the hunting lodge guardian, who helps them on their quest and becomes really good friends with 12. One of the things that, like, surprised me was that 6 was 7's a brother, and that really surprised me because, like, I was wondering why he really wanted to find her. And I'm glad that they became friends because they kept 5 and 12 because they kept fighting. And a lot, I one of the parts that had, like, I love, like, well, the one of the best parts was, okay, does it work now? Yeah, it works. So, sorry, there's this thing and my recording stopped. I forgot to tell you, you know how I said help them on the quest? So the quest was that, 7 got kidnapped by goblins who haven't been seen in, like, a long time. 12, she's an elemental witch. That means, like, if there's, like, a bunch of, like, emotion, like, they get magic. So she got fire because she was so angry, like, the day that, like, her, like, town, well, everybody in her town died. You know how, did I tell you? How Seven could see in the future. And, that's because she was, like, born with the magic and stuff. So she's the other witch who was born with magic. Okay, so where was I? So one of the best parts was, like, when the talking tree, yeah, the talking tree, made them, like, say all their secrets and everything. And and Five's secret, and then Six's secret, how their brother's sister. Five's secret, her what they used to call her before was Starling, and dogs. And he, like, you know, gave dog pain because he's like dog stone. He's like a dog, like a huge dog, made out of stone. Yeah. Where was I? What was that? So yeah, what really surprised me was how Victory betrayed the elders. I forgot her name. And like they were friends, and then she killed her. So after the tree, like they went, like they asked him to like help them find Seven, and he teleported them like back to the hunting lodge, and they had this huge fight and everything. Then she got captured by Victory. But then Victory was the one, she thought that, you know, Five and she and Six had a fight. They were fighting too because of 12 hates Cave Clan because their arrows were the ones that were all over her town when everybody like they attacked it. But then she found out it was Victory who was doing the arrows, like because she saw the goblin carrying those arrows, and she and they're like that like why, and then there's like and I'm really glad they came to help her afterwards in the end, 12, and then, like, she used her fire, and it was, like, pusha, pusha, and then it was, like, flame, and then the hunting lodge, blah, and it's, like, oh, and the fire sprites, like, in the other books, the, fire sprite, the, what's his name again, I don't remember, Sharp Spark or something, he became really close friends with Dog, yeah. Okay, now I'm going to move on to book two. Okay, book two, what do I have for the notes for that? Oh, I would rate the first book like a 10 out of 10. It was really good. The second book, not so much. The first book was my favorite. Yeah. The second book, I didn't really like the second book. I think it was my least favorite. I didn't really like how, what's the girl name again? The witch who became their friend, the girl, the witch in training. And then she became an actual witch because she made her own ice eagle. And then Seven became not their friend anymore. And then she became their friend. And I really did not like that. I wish Seven could have stayed. And I love the first book. I like the first book more. So I'm gonna just say what I didn't like about this book, because I don't really like anything. The huge thing that was supposed to keep, the master, the one that Victory and the goblins are working for in the thing, and they destroyed it. Come on. Well, they didn't know. It did seem pretty creepy. I don't really have anything to say in this book. That's really all I have to say. Because I just feel like, when I think about it, I just feel like ice. That's it. Because, like, you know, they wanted to... yeah. So, I have more to say for the third book. And, yeah, that was it for the second book. I'm sorry if you guys wanted me to tell more. I just, you know, that's all I could tell. So the second book, it was okay. I got really, because, like, the girl, what's her name? And Six got captured and then he got killed. I'm really sad about that. I thought like 12 and... You know, after I heard about all the losses and everything, after I read that book, I like wore black. So we were supposed to go to the pool after I read that book. So I wore my black swimsuit. I have a pink swimsuit and a black one. And I wore my black one. Because I was in more, how do you say, mourning? Whatever. Okay. Ow, my ankle hurts. Let me think about the third book. I was also surprised about, well, the boat thing that Seven discovered, and her name is Owl. Totally suits her, because, like, she loves, like, the magic books, and, like, her friend is a bunch of owls, and, like, I didn't know that, Six and Seven had, like, an other brother, and, like, and then he was friends with a goblin. That was, like, really surprising, and Seven did, like, maybe, like, lied to them and stuff, but I felt like they shouldn't have done that to her and stuff. I got really sad that, like, she lived on it by herself. Well, she did have the boat, and a boat can turn into owls, but still. And then it was the final war between the master and everything, and obviously they won because they're the main characters. I had more to say about the first book, honestly like the first book more. And I really like how, you know, in the first book, one of her memories was when she went to the floating city. I think that's what it's called. I haven't read it in a long time, as you know. Well, not a long, maybe like 2 months, 3 months. So today is January. I'm not January. July. Yeah, July. Then I read that in like May. So it's been like, July, June, then May. So 3 months, 2 months. Anyway. Yeah, I was really happy in the first book. Poppy became friends with this other kid named Reed, who taught her how to swim. 1 minute. Yeah, and I was really happy that he came back, and she got to meet him. 12 got to meet him. Well, now, I forgot in the first book, because she went through the frozen forest to try to find Seven. So that's like how you become a hunter. So then she became a hunter. Her name is now Phoenix. So yeah, that's how Phoenix, I'm happy that Phoenix got to meet him. And then 5 and stuff. You know, you did it. I was also sad. I was also like happy. I was sad like he used the ghosts of her parents and her sister, but then against her. And then I was happy that the master, and then she got to talk to them. And it was, yeah. I like that book. I didn't like the book. First one is my favorite. I have the series because they don't have it at the library. Well, yep. Oh, that was 14 minutes. That's like 4 more minutes than my last episode. Okay. Well, that's it for the bookshelf and beyond. I need some water right now. My name is Harjus, and I'll be seeing you in the next episode. Bye. Okay. Oh, sorry. I'm supposed to turn it off. In the next episode, I don't know if you guys have watched this. It's going to be about a TV show called The Dragon Prince. And they're making a new season of it next week. So I'm going to talk about that then. I like it. I don't know about you. So yeah. Okay, bye.